We had quite a surge in the stock market yesterday, and at least early, things look good. What are the chances of closing high two in a row? What do you think?
We're still flipping coins on that one, but I think the reaction that we've gotten in the market over the last three, 4 days has really indicated that I think there's a lot more what we would call technical issues going on. We've got a lot of the professionals that were very short the market coming into the CPI number on Thursday. And then as the market started to recover, they were like, oh, gosh, we gotta cover those short positions and buy, which forced other buyers into the market. And the markets have been down for a lot. We've talked about all the bad news that's out there and the reactions in the market. So we've set up for a while for this type of a rally, and I think it's caught a lot of people by surprise.
And what we saw yesterday, was that the result of some good earnings reports?
There were some good earnings reports, and I think, too, one of the other things that's kind of floating around out there, and we've touched on it in the past, is what's been going on in Britain. They did a tax cut, and they've actually started to roll that back. They've talked about maybe issuing a few more bonds. Again, a quantitative easing or a certain easing of monetary policy in Britain. And that was one of the things that was starting to crack under the high interest rates. But we are getting some good earnings numbers. They're coming in slow. The financials are first, and the banking stocks look pretty good at this point. We will get about 80, 90 companies this week, and then the next two will be really the heart of earnings season.
And as far as the Fed is concerned, I know you think there's little reason for the Fed to stop hiking rates, right?
There is. If you believe the rhetoric, inflation is still well above their target. They will be raising rates in November, 75 basis points, and based on the recent CPI number, maybe even 75 basis points in December. I think it's getting close to the time that they need to step aside and allow the interest rates that they have already increased start to work their way into the economy. And that's what we're talking about, is waiting for something to break. Maybe it's the international markets. It's the high dollar that's creating issues for a lot of foreign countries because they have a lot of debt that's denominated in the U.S. dollars. Trade happens in the dollar. And the higher interest rates are very supportive of the dollar. It creates a higher dollar. So you kind of get into that circle, if you will. The dollar's going up because interest rates are going up, and interest rates are going up because the dollar is going up.
Do you think these large daily swings in stocks are going to continue, or are things going to get quieter?
I would really like to see it quieter, but we've had the year where we've had these types of moves. As a matter of fact, Thursday's move of a down 2% and then a 2% gain by the end of the day was only the fifth time that that's happened since 1993. Two of those were around 2008. So it is unusual, but I think we're in that period of time where the markets are reacting to every little bit of information, and I think in a lot of regards, overreacting. And that's part of the reason why we've gotten the markets down as much as we are so far this year, 25% or so on the S&P and 15% or more on the bond market. So, and if we're not at the end from a time perspective, we may be pretty close as far as price perspective goes. So, maybe we see another 10 to 15% down in the market, which wouldn't be the end of the world. But I think we're getting very close to the end of this particular bear market.
Yeah, give us a heads up when the end of the world is coming, will you, Paul? We appreciate that. The housing numbers, well, we get some housing data soon. Real estate prices may finally come down a bit, don't you think?
We're expecting that with the higher mortgage rates. Mortgage rates are starting to touch 7% in a lot of markets, and that's slowing to a screeching halt, the housing. Housing feeds into the CPI number in what they call owner equivalent rents, and it's kind of what you would be able to rent your house out for. And it really comes down to, is your house appreciating or depreciating or staying the same? And so if housing softens a little bit, we should in the next 6 to 9 months start to see better numbers coming through from the owner equivalent rent portion of the CPI. And that's a 40% piece of CPI. So that could help the inflation numbers, but that's not likely to happen until mid-year next year.
You wrote in your newsletter, seasonal factors are favoring the Bulls. Were you talking about basketball or the markets?
It's still an early call on the basketball. We'll have to wait and see what happens by January. But for the markets, the presidential cycle is one thing that we look at, and that is indicating that from here to the election, the presidential election 2 years out, typically is very good for the stock market. And on a shorter term basis, from now until roughly March, April, tends to be, from an annual perspective, very good for the markets. Investors tend to be a little bit more excited toward the end of the year around Christmas time, and then the beginning of the year, a lot of 401k money comes into the market, pension money, et cetera. So this tends to be a very good portion of the year, as well as on a four-year presidential cycle. And maybe that's what we're seeing here over the last couple of days, that you know, markets are finally putting in a short-term bottom.
Kingsview Financial Advisor Paul Nolte. Thank you, Paul. We'll check in with you again next Tuesday morning.
Talk to you then. Thank you.